This is Engineer Eric from the Jimmy Dolan Show, listening to part three of our April 13th, 2010 Jimmy Dolan Show.
As in Menage.
With special guest Stitch.
That's right.
From the Colorado area. Won't say exactly where, but it rhymes with Cheyenne Mountain.
That kind of does, doesn't it? Now that I think about it.
Hey, why don't you say hi to Colonel O'Neill for us next time you're over there?
Sure will.
Okay. Actually, well, no, General O'Neill now. Yeah, he got upgraded. He? Yeah.
No, no, but what about, what's her name? I want to say hello to what's her name?
Amanda.
Tapping.
It's Carter.
Carter, yeah.
Yeah.
Big shout out to K-Man out there.
Well, Susie looks kind of like Carter.
Big shout out to K-Man.
I understand K-Man. That. Where is she?
Okay. I don't know. Listener Susie, you need to write us in. I know she gets it on her iPod because I permanently programmed it in for her to download every single Jimmy Dolan show.
Ah.
So she's listening to it at some point.
Hi, Susie.
Hey, Susie.
K-Man.
K-Man, oh, he's got the anger dog thing.
What's that? That was
you got to flip it over to Stitch's cam for the K-Man.
I got it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, he got it.
The,
all right.
K-Man. What is the...
Oh, you guys are watching the feed over here.
Oh, yeah, we got it.
Oh, you guys are way smoker than me.
No, I'm doing research.
He's a little more research.
He's on the Scrotus blog.
The Scrotus blog, okay. Yeah, wake up, little Susie. Little Everly Brothers.
Yeah.
All right, we're back with Jimmy Dolan Show. My gosh. Woo! Part three, man. Yay! Wow, I can't get any better than this, man.
Okay, this is our TSA at work. Ensnared by error on a growing U.S. watch list. Now, remember, we talked about being able to get your money out of the country, which, you know, forget that anymore, just about. Now, of course, if you're even remotely profiled, this apparently, I can't pronounce her name, Stanford University doctoral student arrived at San Francisco International Airport with her 14-year-old daughter for a 9 a.m. flight home to Malaysia. She asked for a wheelchair, having recently had a hysterectomy. Instead, when the ticket agent found her name on the no-fly list, Ms. Ibrahim was handcuffed, searched, and jailed amid a flurry of phone calls involving local police, the FBI, and the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security.
Rubber glove.
2 hours after her flight left, she was released without explanation, and she flew to Malaysia the next day. When she tried to come back to the United States, they said her visa had been revoked. Every year, thousands of people find themselves caught up. I love this. Caught up in the government's terrorist screening process. Some are legitimate targets of concern. Others are victims in judgment, in errors of judgment, or simple mistaken identity. Either way, their numbers are likely to rise. So the administration just this last week has altered their rules, you know, to tighten things up. And so apparently this lady here, she sued, and she said, you know, you can't do this sort of thing. And she's actually got a judge who scoffed at the government's claim for secrecy.
Ah!
See, they didn't want to release anything. They just said, well, it's all secret.
Right.
That's their.
Ah!
Yeah.
And what'd you say?
Up your shaft.
Up your shaft.
That's right.
You rat bastard.
While federal policies prohibit profiling, a wide range of innocent activities can be deemed suspicious. Guidelines distributed by several cooperatives advise landlords to be on alert for tenants who prefer ground floor apartments and have little furniture. Sounds like most of the college students too.
Yeah, those grounders.
Yeah.
They call them. I'm a grounder.
Among the warning signs listed by one in Ohio.
Stairs, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Here, another warning sign. Yeah. Is studying engineering.
Oh,
oops.
I got two marks against me there. Yeah.
What study of technical subjects like engineering. That's a warning sign.
Just engineering.
Yeah, yeah. Engineering.
You just want to be an engineer.
No, it's a warning
Scotty,
sign.
Scotty, beat me up.
Warning sign. So
much for that replicator. We won't have engineers left.
And a co-worker told that this Mr. Sheffrin or whatever had retrofitted the family car to carry bombs. That was an informant.
Nice.
What had happened is he'd removed the broken seat from an old Mazda, and
he put ammonium nitrate and diesel fuel in a baby seat.
I guess.
The car was filled with gasoline.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah,
right. And he was smoking a cigarette.
There's a tank full of gasoline. It's highly explosive.
Yeah, right. That's
I need
right.
to get to my house.
That's it. So anyway, the list is expanding, and I would guess that the terror list is going to include everybody.
Okay, good.
And especially Jimmy Doan.
Yeah.
Can't wait to fly.
You got that going
right.
for you.
Yeah, I got
what else we got, Jimmy?
Okay, the next thing is, before I get before I get, let's see, this one here. Okay. FCC pushes forward with a broadband agenda. Now, this is one of those cases where...
This is against Google?
No. This is where the Federal Communications Commission is moving forward with this national broadband plan. What the deal is, the FCC decided that what have something called internet neutrality. What's interesting, the FCC typically has been responsible for the airwaves, and it was originally set up because you didn't want to have all the broadcasters on the same frequency, and so they set up this. Well, of course, the internet
decided that there was a finite way to broadcast through the air,
right?
And that therefore it was a resource that had to be regulated by the government,
right?
And they established the SEC to divide up the airwaves
the spectrum,
for everybody,
as they say,
which is the largest load of horse shit I've ever heard in my entire life.
Well, they didn't trust
the market. About technology.
Right. They forgot about technology. So now,
a problem.
Well,
there.
Not only that. Remember now, the internet, for by and large, is over wires, and they weren't really supposed to have much over. That's why the cable companies get to do some things that you can't do on over-the-air TV. So anyway, they're trying to expand their authority into the internet, and they want to have something called net neutrality. And this means that a company like Comcast, for instance, if they find users using BitTorrent or one of these things,
they're going to neuter your net.
Yeah.
Net neutrality.
Okay. Very right. Good. That's a good one.
Wait, I had the
crickets. Crickets.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Where's the mosquito?
That's that one too. Yeah. So anyway, the point is that they were saying that Comcast could not restrict, let's say, the high bandwidth users in order to provide service to the low bandwidth users, better service. And Comcast sued and said, yes, we can. It's our business plan. You know, we want to satisfy as many people as we can. And these people that are downloading, HD videos on BitTorrent are chomping up all of our available bandwidth, and it's leaving some other people out in the cold. And so anyway, the court said, aside of all things, with Comcast, and said, yep, sure enough, you can pretty much do that. Well, the FCC, not content with that, said,
of course not.
We don't care. We're going to go ahead and do it. We're going to go ahead and do it anyway. I mean, I love that.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's right. They want
to
get...
Those are the groups that don't have to listen to... Those are the executive groups that don't have to listen to the courts.
Right.
Right.
And they've got their own cops and stuff.
Right.
Or that kind of stuff is growing.
The 2010 Broadband Action Agenda released Thursday, the FCC said it plans to address more than 60 rules in the making and other proposals by the end of the year. They want to make sure that all U.S. homes have affordable access to broadband and with download speeds of 100 megabits per second over the next decade, promoting innovation, investment, and competition and consumer interest in broadband, and providing a platform to improve energy consumption and monitoring, education, and health care. So,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can I get an amen?
Yeah, and ice cream on Sunday, and butterflies, and flowers for everybody.
Here's what gets me about
this. A unicorn in every garage.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, is there anything else? I mean, can we get a girl thrown in there? I mean, what about, can I get some nice clothes?
Well,
Jimmy, I'd like some nice clothes. Three guns for K-Man.
I mean, that's it. I would settle for low cost guns, actually. Low cost.
Well, I mean, where's the low cost guns bill?
Yeah. But anyway, here's the last paragraph says a lot about this. This is what scares me. Consumer advocates, not my people,
right,
would like to see the FCC reclassify broadband internet traffic so it is treated like a traditional telephone network. Which doesn't exist anymore, of course. This will give the agency the legal authority to regulate the net, they argue. But the phone and cable companies already rallying to fight against the proposal. They claim that turning back the clock and regulating the internet like a phone network would stifle innovation and investment. And of course it would.
But the thing that gets
me about this, consumer advocates. I don't think so.
Consumer advocates are just
still out there.
They're just concerned about the eroding traditions, Jimmy.
No. Everybody to have everything.
Right.
Well, and as you know, the internet has now become a right. You have a right to internet.
I got a right to everything, man.
Yeah, you have a right to the internet. And and the fact that Comcast is going to charge more for some heavy user, we're not going to allow that, except Comcast won it. So that is more, as you say, this is a sub-agency with its own little government. You know, and there you have it.
Well, now these guys have to. Do they have to put a notice proposed rulemaking
yes.
out?
Okay. Yeah. And but it is published in the Federal Register.
The problem is you do not have an advocacy group.
Right.
That
a
will
conduit to advocate
right, to actually submit. So let's say, for instance, like anything the FAA does, they put a notice proposed rulemaking out. AOPA
right.
and the EAA and any of these organizations, if they, you know, if they feel that this is crazy, they will of course let the members know, and the members all jump in and they feed that. But there is no, I don't know of any advocacy group about
consumer advocates.
Oh yeah, I'm
well,
sure.
Yeah,
I'm,
yeah, yeah, yeah. But you're also those. you're dealing with pilots who are actually yeah. not stupid people in general. You know,
well.
they're the last.
I don't know.
Well, yeah. I mean,
yeah,
well,
okay, but on the whole.
On the whole, I mean, I would have to shift them slightly to the right of the bell curve as far yeah. as being, you know, actually intelligent people compared to, like, the
but
just
you don't,
general consumer.
I mean, they're the
you
ones that can actually
an
drink and fly
group.
At the same time.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And have to take a test to do something about
yeah.
flying and things. Yeah, right. Exactly. Hell, yeah. I think Jack Rhodes, have you got your instrument rating yet, Jack?
Absolutely.
He got it from Jamaica.
The clouds.
That's the one thing with the clouds
I,
in the
I
clouds.
I noticed that one thing about it flying on instruments, of course, is if you're sitting on the ground in the plane and it's not even started up yet and all the dials are moving around, you've probably had too much to drink. I'm guessing.
Really?
Yeah, that's
I'll
my,
keep that in mind. When yeah. I see that happen, I may just shut down, get out.
Yeah, well, there's no shutting down. We'll say don't start up or whatever. Start me up. Okay, guys.
Hey, the
hey,
FTC.
Man, I think we're parked, man.
Yeah, yeah. Man, I think we're parked. Up in smoke, Cheech and Chong. See the movie. FTC moves to block Google and AdMob. Did you see the FTC is getting involved? That was the one thing that I thought you were talking about, but
no.
You were talking about the FAA or whatever. Or the
no, FCC.
FCC. Right. Yeah. FTC, whatever. They moved to block Google and AdMob because they think they're going to get too big, and there's no having that.
Oh no!
So, no! Oh no! 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 You know, Commissioner Paula.
It become
Jones.
Like Walmart.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, too big.
Yeah,
to fail.
Nobody wants that.
No,
too big
I
to
mean,
fail.
Yeah, I mean nobody. You know, Walmart's signature thing is
live better, save
more,
money, live better,
save more, live better. And I think,
yeah.
Boy, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Ah, that sucks. I don't want to do that.
It's voluntary.
After
it's
seeing
just
all
an offer.
Seeing the pictures of people wandering around Walmart, apparently that doesn't work out so well.
Eric,
you're back to your FTC thing. You're
people. Well, I was just going to say that it's amazing to me, like a company like Google, which started from a couple of MIT guys who decided to like come up with a little
algorithm
to do some searches, ended up being able to own their own personal 737s and have them outfitted with a hot tub, by the way. And they, and, you
hot
know,
tub.
Yeah, hot tub. Get it hot.
Woo! Tell me, Jack.
Hot tell
tub.
Me, Jack.
Ah, too well, hot.
Hey, if
hot
they get too powerful, they'll ruin the dark side.
Exactly. And you got to realize it's like these people are only on the internet. It's not like they're polluting their with their trucks driving and their ships going back and forth.
No, just the 737.
Just the 737. Yeah, right. That's... Well, they have two of them.
Well, they got kicked out of China, man.
And Topeka,
no, actually, I think they were the ones who pulled the plug on
they
China.
They did.
Yeah, they
failed
the
Taiwan.
They were the ones
yeah.
who said, I'll get out before
I bring
but
anything
Google
up
made an agreement to buy AdMob for $750 million. Google already owns a healthy piece of the internet advertising pie. Of course they do. I mean, they're, you know, my gosh, they've got a term called Google it now.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, that's a word.
Yeah, it's a word.
I mean, it's in the Oxford English Dictionary, whatever. Yeah.
Googler,
man. Right. So anyway, so they made a big stink, and guess what? Now they want to shut them down.
Well, what's
they want to prevent them from beginning. They're going to tear them apart like Microsoft or whatever.
They're
else.
Not. It's funny.
No,
that, it'll be interesting to see what they do. Of course, these guys, one of the things that is I find fascinating is that they say, oh, this Google or Microsoft or whatever, they're so big. And they're a monopoly. And I'm thinking, well, you know, who would have the power to tear up this monopoly unless it was a larger monopoly with a whole lot of guns?
The government.
The government is the big monopoly.
Uncle Stupid.
I mean, really, you think about the monopoly.
The government's bigger than Google?
Hard to believe. 3.6.
It has more letters in it.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
But who
yeah.
made the
I didn't think about that.
Who
angle.
Made the monopoly? Who
so
made
here,
them
man.
A monopoly?
Well, they've actually achieved a life of their own. That's one of the problems. They've achieved sentience or whatever. It's like the, you know, Right.
But AI.
The consumer.
The AI. It's like the artificial intelligence.
It's like, it's, yeah,
it's
like
the singularity. Of, yeah.
The, well, it's the, what do you call it? The, not the singularity, but it's the same thing that happens when it became, the government has become aware.
It is alive!
Self-aware.
Self-aware. Self-aware. Self-aware, right. That's right. Skynet. Whoa, look
it's
out.
Certainly self-aware of their own paychecks, and that's the problem. Yeah.
Well, I mean, but it is funny how this all spills out all over us. But, I mean, the point is, they do, Google's just, a room full of servers and a bunch of people, and yet they can, you know, march in there and blast the place apart.
And in fact, Google started off with a bunch of old used servers that were going to get thrown into the landfill, and they put those into a room, and that was their starting point. They were using old beat-up computers, and they just linked them all together.
Well,
and
you know,
and they grew and they grew and they grew. But
have you seen the picture of their new server farm? I forget where it is, but the amount of water or electricity or whatever it uses is just like, I mean, it's like Grand Coulee Dam or something. I mean, it's
as well it should be.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, look, the
it's
fact
too
is,
big.
That, yeah, well,
and then porn files. Are
I'll tell
big.
You this much.
I'll bet you Al Gore's house uses more electricity than the Google
farm.
Yeah, have,
you, have they, you seen how many zeros are in Google?
It's 100, right?
There's two.
Well,
D-O-O.
It depends.
Two zeros, man.
See, now you're catching up with that whole government.
Now, look, if you scroll down to the bottom and you keep hitting next on there.
Purple raincoat.
It just keeps, there keeps this.
I thought it was 100. No, is it 1,000?
A Google is 10 to the 100th power, right?
It's a googillion.
Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, 10 to the, so it's 100 zeros. It's,
word. Yeah,
speaking of zeros. Word.
Okay, good, moving along.
Googleplex is even higher.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Look that up, people, on Google. Googleplex on Google and see what happens. You might go back in time.
Well, what a, well, you know, there was a,
it's a mega
Google.
You know,
you heard that Topeka, Kansas wanted to change their name to Google.
Right.
And of course, then I don't know what would happen if Google actually moved there. They want to move that thing, and so it's Google.
Well, you saw the one day where they changed their name to Topeka.
Yeah, Google changed their name to Topeka
for one day.
Yeah, on April 1st.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, that's what those guys do.
Yeah, well, and they're good sports.
Oh, yeah. No, they are.
They're MIT grads.
But see, that does not fit in well with the government-type stuff.
No, they have no sense of humor.
They have none.
I'm sorry, we're from the FBI. We have no sense of humor.
Right.
Show them your badge, Bill.
Badge? We don't need no stinking badges, man. Yeah, that's it.
Vajazzle.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Jack's now over there. He's now reading up on old emails that we had in the past since we did the last show. Vajazzle was one Gino sent in. Like, Google that one.
I'm the voice of the people over here. You don't understand.
No, I understand, and that's what they really want to hear. They don't want to hear about Jimmy talking about education. They want to hear about Vajazzle.
Absolutely.
And what the hell does that mean? Right.
They're chiming in right now telling us that. So.
The U.S. approves the targeted killing of a cleric, of an American cleric. Apparently this guy is...
kill him.
They think he's a radical Muslim cleric, you know, but he's a U.S. citizen, I think.
Right-wing
and
extremist.
And they said he's on the hit list. The executive branch says it's okay to kill it.
I didn't think we had a hit list anymore.
No, we got one here, and this guy's on it.
How can we kill him?
The Obama administration, apparently, anyway, you find him, kill him. The Obama administration has taken the extraordinary step of authorizing the targeted killing of an American citizen, the radical Muslim cleric Anwar al-something or another, who is believed to have shifted from encouraging attacks on the United States to directly participating in them. Intelligence and counterterrorism officials said on Tuesday. He was born in New Mexico, spent years in the United States as an imam, is in hiding in Yemen, and he's been the focus of intense scrutiny since he was linked with somebody or another, and the Army psychiatrist accused of killing 13 people at Fort Hood.
We need to give him universal health care.
Whatever. Anyway, the point is, this is another little step that they've gone
over. Well, he's got it. You see, isn't he part? Now he has this. Since he's an American citizen, the government has to give him health care so we can kill him, but then we got to resurrect him again, right?
Oh, perfect.
Yep. Okay, so, I mean, what I was saying is we've crossed another little line in the sand here where the president can order the murder of...
Well, they've always been able to do that. What they've done...
An American citizen?
Well, yeah, like pretty much anybody.
I think he's pretty much supposed to take him to trial first. You know, I mean, I realize it's Alice in Wonderland, you know, execution first, trial second. But, I mean, this is, I think,
we used to have a list.
Is this the guy who lied about being a U.S. citizen so he could get a scholarship?
No, no. This guy's...
No, he was elected president.
Different guy.
Yeah.
K-Man, keep up, K-Man. Come on. Chime in with questions. Make
I got you. Jack Rhodes is now reading the questions coming in off the live feed from JTV.
Nice.
So we can actually have the people out there. How many viewers we have now?
56.
Oh, God, what?
Woo! And this is without Lisa. It's 5.6.
Yeah,
is
it 5.6? That's it.
0.56.
Yeah, normally you guys get about 70 or something like that, but since I'm sitting in this chair,
four. Yeah, no, that's right. No, that's what.
Come on.
That's what happens when Lisa.
Well, it's because the government shut down the feed, is what it was.
Yeah. Or Google.
Right.
That's right. Now, okay. Hugo update.
Okay. All right.
Stand by.
Hugo. Make sure you got the camera on the dancers. The Hugo Chavez dancers brought to you by the Jimmy Owens Show.
Yeah.
And Petrotech Oil. Yeah. Banco America. Banco Popular.
Bye, Sito. Sico. Okay, and this is what I like because, as we've often said, Hugo is kind of the forerunner of what's going to be happening here.
Yeah.
Okay, criticism of Chavez is stifled by arrest.
Oh, imagine that.
Hardly. When Judge Maria Lourdes Afuni...
She was a rogue judge.
Right. Issued a ruling in December that irked President Hugo Chavez. He did little to contain his outrage. The president contending on national television that she should have been put before a firing squad in earlier times...
Nice.
...sent his secret intelligence police to arrest her.
Secret?
Yep, that's
Why
right.
does he need to be secret?
Again,
you do not need to ask these questions.
No, we're asked the questions here, not you.
We will ask the questions.
Then the agents sent her to an overcrowded prison's women's prison in the city of slums near Caracas. They put her in a cell with more than 20 inmates whom she had previously sentenced on charges like murder and drug smuggling.
Nicely played, Chavez.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've received threats from inmates telling me they will burn me alive if they see it. Me as a symbol of the system that put him in prison, and I'm in this hell because I had the temerity to do my job as a judge in a way that didn't please Chavez. So anyway, dizzying sequence of other high-profile arrests have taken place, pointing to Mr. Chavez's recent use of his security and intelligence apparatus to quash challenges to his grip on the country's political institutions. The arrests come at a time of spreading public ire over an economy hobbled by electricity shortages.
No, hobbled by Chavez.
Soaring inflation. What's fascinating about this, of course,
is that... You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Take it away!
There you go. Exactly. Perfect. Perfect. Send that down to Hugo. The point is that if you think it can't happen here, I mean, here's what's so funny about this.
We'll put that on, his keychain so that when he's hanging out with his buddies, he can just
play it.
Yeah. And then
he doesn't have to talk.
Yeah, just play it and then...
Yeah, it's one of those voice memo things that you
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's got like four things on there.
That's one of them.
It's a Hallmark card. I have traced the rebel spies to her.
So anyway, the point
is... No one to stop us this time.
Yep. Okay, whatever. I had a couple good ones.
No, he's great. I mean,
Who would throw away this perfectly good sofa? I'm taking it with me.
I'm telling you, man. Darth is coming for... There he goes. I love that.
Do you have his apology?
Was that Alderaan? Oops. Sorry. So sorry.
I'm going to wrap this up, because what is funny is... This is what governments do. The funny part about this is senior officials in the government here, including Attorney General so-and-so, say the most recent arrests were necessary to suppress conspiracies or to prosecute people whose comments were deemed offensive to Mr. Chavez.
Oh, yeah.
So they were a former presidential candidate arrested. They go through this list here this is two pages of...
Man, I want to get an order that says you have the power to deem something.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, the point is that people on the other end of this, the government is fraudulently inventing conspiracies, assassination plots, and national emergencies. Now, does this somehow sound familiar to anybody? I mean, mm-hmm. what's this is what's going to happen here. I mean, without being a conspiracy theorist, it doesn't take long to see, as we already talked about here earlier,
the money control, capital control.
And the banks and the gas companies,
and then the broadband agenda. Okay, but then the watch list. Everybody's going to be on that. So, you know, it's boiling the frog. I mean, it's as somebody says, you don't wake up one morning and they say we've taken over. It's just one day at a time. And so, anyway, you do.
Healthcare too.
Yeah, exactly. And you must buy. I mean, you know, that's we have to get that done, get that taken care of. But a gold will save the listeners to Jimmy Dojo.
Woo! And we accept gold.
Yeah,
sounds great.
Via PayPal.
Via PayPal.
Any way you want to get gold to us, we'll take it.
Yep. Okay, one of the last things I've got here.
Just don't
just don't ship it overseas.
Cafe Risque bucks, we'll take those.
Oh, Cafe Risque. I saw the billboards on my drive up.
I'll bet you did.
I know what you're talking about.
And guess what?
Yeah.
We know where it is.
Oh, top notch.
Oh.
Well, we figured if you didn't get here on time,
yeah, we knew where you
we
went.
We knew where you'd be.
Well, you know, I gave it a couple of thoughts.
Yeah. Obama limits when U.S. would use nuclear arms.
Yeah, I saw that. Can you imagine? Like, what do you mean limits?
But apparently, if you look in there, and if you read deeper, it says, unless we change our mind.
Right. I know that. Right. But, I mean, why bother?
Well, yeah. Because it sounds good. It sounds good.
Well, it says his strategy is a sharp shift from his predecessors. But like you say, if you read deeper, not so much.
Hangar dogs are way more qualified to talk about this than we are.
That's true.
But remember,
Gene was a member of SAC. And we got Stitch over here.
But remember, bumper
actually
stickers.
Launched missiles and nuclear arms at other countries.
What?
Before.
Who are you talking about? No one in here. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
that guy right there.
One of
on
our
the
guys
camera?
Over here. Yeah, no, I mean, he's seen stuff blow up. Oh, just testing stuff. Okay. Well,
you got some up dog on your right shoulder. What's that?
Nothing.
Okay.
So what? Testing it on nasty people in Yemen or something? I mean, this is or just some ironclad, whatever.
Just
moments. People were standing around.
They were in the way.
That's right. In the way of our missile.
Right.
If they just get out of the way, it would have been okay.
It would have been fine.
Yeah. Well, there's been a few that they got a missile. They were in the way, but wasn't our intention. So.
Well, I like the one. I like the video that was on where the helicopter or the Predator or whatever was just looking at these guys trying to plant an IED and it blew up.
Oh, they're trying to dig it out. I think. They were trying to remove it and move it someplace else.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, they were digging it up. And,
okay.
Of course, then they set it off. And it's like, okay, never mind.
Yeah, I guess we don't have to shoot these guys.
Yeah, these guys are taken care of.
But, I mean, the comment from the guy back in the compound was, did you do that? No, they just did it themselves.
Oh, they blew themselves up.
That was funny.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That was great.
And you wonder why you can't win a war against those kind of knuckleheads.
I've got one more item, and then I'm done.
Okay.
This is a local item to show what are the one of the things that the governments have no in times here in Gainesville. The unemployment rate is over 12% now. It's
Gainesville.
No, Florida.
Florida.
12.5%.
Okay.
Gainesville's only is tripled to about 7 or 8% from what it normally is. Nothing because we have the university here and a lot of government stuff, and those people generally don't get fired.
And students don't count.
Actually, they do to a large extent.
Really? Yeah, because, unemployed?
No. They're not in the unemployment
figure. Right.
No, that's right. I thought you meant something else.
Sorry.
Okay. Anyway, they have a new thing, a new campaign.
Nubian?
The Nubian campaign.
Nubian. Yes, and I can bet you that no one else has a Nubian hyperdrive here.
DJ.
Why did you put that hanging there? What is this?
They're not satisfied with money. There's a new thing here. Of course, at the university, there's a lot of jaywalking. And
this is not the jaywalking like jaywalking does on his TV show.
No, these are idiots.
These are people that just, around the university, though.
He interviews idiots. These are idiots.
Well, not so much.
Yeah.
The fact is that around the university, there's 50,000 people there, whatever. At any given time, there's probably 30,000 people. And at lunchtime, they all go across University Avenue, And everybody knows that. You know, you don't go screaming down there at 50 miles an hour. You
you go down there at 3 miles an hour.
I understand that.
Boobs.
I understand that.
I mean, boobies. I mean.
Well, the fact
I'm glad
is
you clarified that.
Yeah.
So anyway, the point is that apparently since we have a right turn on red here, some people are kind of creeping out into the crosswalk and then making the right turn. So this is not yielding to the pedestrian.
Oh, yeah.
Big deal. Not yielding.
Oh, yeah.
So they're all panic
stricken. Shot.
Well, that's right. But the thing is, the city of Gainesville, in an effort to prevent this sort of thing, got a $94,000 grant from the feds.
Of course.
And you know what it's for? It's to put up these huge 4x8 signs on about 4 or 5 roads around town here that says, how many times have people yielded to the pedestrians in the crosswalk, and how many times have they not?
Put a sign up there?
A big monster sign.
What? That's just...
Well, the thing
genius,
about
genius.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying right, is, Jack, you got 94,000, and that's the best thing they
Golden
can,
Jerry.
That's the best thing you can do with it is to
put up a freaking sign.
Well, and not only that, think about it. Somebody has to go change those numbers, and somebody actually has to count the yielding and calculate the percentage.
Oh, good. So you've created a job, reduced your unemployment.
You have created a lot of jobs. I mean, for 94,000, you know, that's amazing.
God,
officials said motorists who fail to yield will be subject to a $154 fine. It's not about the money.
Ooh.
Pedestrians who choose not to use a crosswalk could be issued a $52 ticket.
What?
Yeah. Yep. I mean, and it's not about the money. And it's not about the money. I mean, can you imagine if you don't yield? If a cop's standing there and you don't yield to a pedestrian who's not in a crosswalk, there's
right.
$200 right there. Bang. Cool. Yeah.
Guess who they're going to go after?
Anybody.
Well, no, they're going to go after the guy, you know, the one that makes the most money for him. They'll wait for those guys.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll go after the jaywalkers.
Well, except for the fact that you get jaywalkers are like minnows. I mean, there's millions of them. You can scoop them all up at the same time.
Shark and minnows.
That's right.
If you have a Humvee. It's a shark.
Two cops on Segways, man, you're golden.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No question.
I love
that. Have you seen the new Segway from Japan?
And the one Segway. No, the hanger dog just had his eyes. I have to interject because this is really hilarious. These two cops were patrolling on Segways and they wrecked into each other and they got a broken ankle. Down in, it was down where Bauer used to live, down there in South Florida.
Florida.
No, on the other coast. It was
Naples.
Naples, yeah.
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 Well, that's Naples. They can afford the Segways.
No, the Japanese Segway?
It's a unicycle.
You know, I saw,
and it says,
really?
Yeah, and they said once you get on it, you can't, basically, it's real hard to fall off.
You can't get off.
Well, it's hard to, right.
You that's the Japanese
well, you
way.
Can get off, but not get off.
Toshi-san, oh, Tosuka, oh, you are a unicycle.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, well.
But I mean, can you imagine the Segway, you know, is a two-wheeled jobber, and this thing,
right.
and they showed a picture of it, and apparently you can learn how to use it in about 5 minutes, and you get, I mean, this is amazing. Counselor, you could ride a unicycle, right?
Yeah.
And
so can Jack Rhodes.
Yep. Jack Rhodes is a professional man.
With a bear on his
Jack
back.
Jack Rhodes used to ride a unicycle with a nitrous tank on his back at the Grateful Dead shows with a bunch of balloons holding him up. And then he would, like, do that stuff.
A nitrous tank?
With helium balloons, like holding guys' heads so they didn't know where he was. And then he'd go around and fill up people's balloons for, like, you know, $5 a piece.
Hey, Jimmy,
with nitrous oxide.
Yeah, with nitrous oxide. But then the really funny part was...
But nobody uses the balloons for balloons.
No.
It becomes more of a nitrous oxide storage facility.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Duh.
And then sometimes, like, you have somebody who's, like, going, man, I only got, like, $2, man, can have a balloon. And, like, Jack would fill one up, like, fully to its capacity. They're, of course, going to burst, and you just let it go and watch the guy run after it.
You know, it's like as he's sniffing the air and this thing is sailing through, it's like cocaine crumbs on the floor.
Right,
you know,
right.
God, you know.
It's the stripper with both nostrils in the carpet. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
That's good stuff.
Jimmy, there's some folks down, I think it's New Zealand, where they've got this. It's not a unicycle. It's not like you're talking about, which sounds pretty cool. But it's this electric bike that you ride, and it's kind of built like the original, you know, the high wheeler.
Right.
You know, that I guess they called it a penny farthing or something like that. I think that was the name of it. But it's a, you know, a scaled down version of that. But the thing folds up into something you can carry in with you. You can take it out, flip, get on it and cruise around at, you know, pretty good clip.
And it's motorized?
Yeah, it's motorized. It's electric. It's pretty sweet. And, I don't know if I got the link, but,
we get a link.
Yeah, we can always link. But I mean,
we'll get Jack Rhodes to put a link.
The thing about it, of course, with any
it's
of those
pricey
things,
though, wicked pricey. I think it's $7,500 for this little bastard.
The problem is carrying the battery is what kills you.
No, it's not. I don't think it's all that bad. These guys were. It's an impressive piece of engineering what these guys.
It may be. But you think about it, if you do the math.
Yeah.
You got to figure X number of amps at X number of volts.
Right.
I mean, it. You know.
But it's a small unit, and it's just carrying one little dude driving along.
Well, if
they're not going super fast, so
obviously not. But I mean, if it's carrying our engineer here,
no, I don't think
up a hill.
I don't think it's stress test for that.
You know, there may be something. You know, I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, you're right, man. Up a hill, I think it'll make it partway. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, it's all you know. But it's pretty compact.
Okay. Well, they've got them.
I'm very rarely impressed with, you know, some engineering stuff. This one I actually was impressed with what they did. So I'll dig it up, send it to you.
I can't wait.
Well, you'll have to wait. Huh?
Okay. speaking of things, I always want to do these when I look at these things. The other day I went to the junkyard and got a hard drive of like a 40 gig.
Damn it!
Hard
where's
drive.
Eric when we need him?
Anyway, I got this and I took it apart. And it's just stunning to see what's in there. And you think about what goes into something like that. I mean, here's a 40 gig hard drive, you know, 72, whatever it is. And the reason I took it apart is because it wasn't exactly working right. But there's no way to figure out that there was a couple of like two chips or three chips in there that were like multi 40 legs each or something like that. And you think, how did that actually get put together? You know, and the fact is that it's junk now, okay?
Yeah.
It was, and you can go buy one today for, I don't know, $20.
Right.
So the question that comes to mind is, I mean, it's brand new. You can get it in the box if you want, $25, $30, $40. I don't know what it is. It doesn't really matter. But you look inside this, and the technology is multi-billion dollars worth of technology. Mm-hmm. I mean, you think about it. Here's a disc about this big around, holds 40 gigabytes. The little arm goes out. You know, you watch it all. The electronics are look deceptively simple. Why? Because it's all in the chips.
Right.
And the surface mount, you know, you see these little bumps. Well, those are actually components. So it's powered by, you know, it's got the complete, ATA interface, you know, 40, 50 pins, whatever it is, and the 5-volt, 12-volt power supply, all standardized. And you think, well, what did it take to put something like that together? I mean, who could do that? And the answer is, I mean, and the whole point is, how would you put something like that together from scratch? And of course, you couldn't do it anymore. There's probably 100,000 people that were involved in putting that together. And it all comes down to $40. How do you, the thing that I look at in when you talk about government pricing and stuff like that is, how do you figure out what something is worth? I mean, as far as, you know,
you have a czar.
I understand that. But my point is this: if you look, if just do looking now. At the at the guts to this disk drive, 20 years ago or 30 years ago, you'd have thought certainly this is an alien technology, and we'll never get this, and it'd be worth just untold millions, billions, jillions. What it'd be like the arm in the Terminator.
Terminator, yeah.
Yeah. But my point is that it is stunning to think that the way this comes about is the unintended cooperation of 100,000 people who absolutely don't even care about anybody else in this cabal of 100,000 all over the world, all coming together, and they get paid, you know, for digging up the silver, the mine, the gold, you know.
This goes back to how to make a pencil.
Right. I understand that, but I mean, and of course, sometimes when you
first you start with a pencil maker.
Yeah.
And it works out pretty well.
The point is that Leonard Reed
bucks and not pay any taxes.
Leonard Reed wrote that called iPencil, and of course it's a very
iPencil. Like iRobot only.
Yeah,
people.
Two words.
Right.
But it is in a way when you read that sort of thing and you think, yeah, well, okay, it's kind of trivial in a way. I mean, it is not for those of us the cognoscenti like ourselves. but as ourselves who know.
Pugnacintia.
Yeah, that's right.
Word of the day there, Jack.
Yeah, man.
I'm surprised you didn't jump on that.
I'm looking it up right now.
But I call my Illuminati buddies and just tell them about that.
Hey.
Neto Templaro.
I are educated.
Hard done.
I be educated.
That's it. So the point is that the pencil, sometimes you might think is trivial when you know it's not. But to look at something that anybody would recognize as extremely unbelievably complex and realize that all of the forces all over the world, 100,000 people plus or minus, come together to, and the sum total in this thing is $40, and that includes a profit, by the way,
mm-hmm.
of, so,
the profit for everybody.
I mean, the deal is, how would
hey,
you
and
ever...
we can get a VAT tax for each part.
Yeah, that's the new thing, the VAT tax.
The VAT tax,
part.
I know. Mm-hmm. The point is, how could you ever calculate the value of anything without money, without pricing, without actual pricing? And when you start to go up the food chain, you say, well, how much was the disc and how much was the chip and how much was the connector? And then you go up further and you say, the guy that made the connector, the parts. I mean, there's the
well,
tree.
You have to ask, was the disc person nice? You know,
that's true.
And did they, you know, how did they dress and stuff like that?
Were they
that?
Nice to their kids?
Right. Yeah.
That's right. Take care of their mother-in-law.
Right.
Yeah. That's true. That's important. It's just stunning to me when I see the planners and the people in the government to do various things, and they think they can figure out...
Well, we've got to do a big segment on Adam Smith and the unplanned economy, because that philosophy is replete everywhere. I mean, it's just...
Well, the thing about it, is, of course, is, and it's funny to watch the people that rail against what they call capitalism, and John Stossel has it right. I mean, and I watched the movie the other day... Capitalism, a love story by Michael Moore, and what they don't understand is they call crony capitalism capitalism, and it's not. It has no bearing. To me, it's like you have a bowl of oatmeal, and that's called a bowl of oatmeal. But if you put, you know, frog's legs and arsenic and stuff like that, it's poison. It's right. A bowl of poison is what it is. It ain't in a bowl of oatmeal anymore. Right. So when you take capitalism and you pollute it with the poison of government rules and regulations and guns and things and force and violence, and so it's not capitalism anymore. It's something else entirely.
Well, again, it was warned upon about from all of our founding fathers, and again tried to lock down in the Constitution on Amendments 9 and 10, and it still escapes the populace about what they really meant by the Constitution.
Again, one of the things that if you have a monopoly on violence, if you have a monopoly on guns, you're going to find a way, no matter what's written down, no matter who does what.
Right.
I mean, you're just going to find a way. It is even the noblest people. I mean, when you find the really nicest and noblest people, they will say, look, I had to do it. I had to destroy the village to save it.
Well, and again, it doesn't really matter if you're whatever kind of politician you're running as far as I'm concerned. I mean,
liar.
Yeah, liar. I mean, Democrats or Republicans, I love the one, Stitch, you sent me this one. It was Brock got out of the shower and is drying off. He looked in the mirror and he noticed how he was white from his neck to the top of his head. In a sheer panic and fearing, he was turning white all over. He called his doctor and told him what happened. The doctor advised him to come to his office immediately. After examination, the doctor mixed in a concoction of brown liquid, gave it to Brock, and told him to drink it all. Brock drank the concoction and said, that tasted like bullshit. He goes, it was, the doctor replied. You were a quart low.
Okay.
Your mom would like that one there, Jack. Chris. We got to take a quick break.
We're wrapping it up, I think.
Oh, man.
Unless you got some specific thing that you can lay on later.
I can always do the old Jack Road show afterward.
Woo! Yeah.
It wouldn't be a problem. One of my
Jimmy
favorite
Old
laughs
Jones.
Of all time.
So we started late and ended late. Okay, good.
Thank you all.
Thank you all for...
Hey, thanks for letting me show up here, eh?
Oh, woo! No. Steve, you welcome anytime. You know that.
Yeah.
Of course, man. Stitch, thank you so much for coming. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
And I can't wait to enjoy some aerobatics and fun and sun and fun.
All right.
Yeah, shout out from
if anybody else
Justin
wants to come
TV
down and
business.
Meet Stitch and
good luck on finding
Gino
him.
And K-Man.
And K-Man from the Hangar Dogs, good luck on finding us. Well, we will be down there at the Southern Fun Flyin' all week long.
Just look for the goofiest rat bastards you can see.
And that's right.
That's
typically the ones with two beers in each hand at the barbecue stand.
Right.
And then
corn cob in the other.
Corn cob in the other. And hopefully not in anywhere else.
I ride
gonna,
the Jimmy Doan
I wasn't going there. I'm going to take my Vulcaneer.
Your Vulcaneers?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Cool. We'll see you guys some point in time. Hey, listen to Hanger Dogs, www.something.
HangerDogs.com.
See you later.
Yeah.
Yaddy-ho, yeah. Yaddy-ho.